In part 9 of the 2023 Miami Hurricanes opponents preview series, I will preview the North Carolina State Wolfpack, our opponent up in Raleigh, North Carolina on November 4th. Here's a little fun fact for you. Syracuse and Louisville were the co-champs of the Big East in 2012. They are two of the three ACC schools that have yet to play in the ACC championship game. You know who the third was? The third is North Carolina State. The last conference championship for the Wolfpack was back in 1979. Even Notre Dame has played in an ACC championship game 2020 during the COVID year. But here's the crazy part. NC State's inability to even take a shot at the ACC title and its inability to get that close is that the program keeps winning. That's the thing, it keeps winning. We all want more, but winning consistently in college football is very, very difficult. Just ask FSU and Miami over the last decade. In the last 40 years, okay, the Wolfpack's football program has won 7 or more games in 8 of those seasons, with all those victories coming in the last 9 years, okay? The Wolfpack's inability to rise to the challenge over the past decade has a lot to do with the division it's been in over the last decade. But with no more divisions, you don't have FSU on this. They don't have FSU on the schedule. They don't have Pitt on the schedule. Clemson and Miami are on the schedule, and they both come to Raleigh. I'll talk about from a Canes perspective in a moment. NC State has had one 10-win season in its history. And under Coach Dave Doran, it could be 2 if they could put it all together offensively. Can this NC State team recapture the magic of 2021's Virginia team? That team had Robert and I as his offensive coordinator. And that Cavalier offense that year ranked 3rd in the country in total offense, 2nd in the nation in passing, averaging 35 points and 393 yards per game. Brennan Armstrong threw for nearly 4,500 yards and 31 touchdowns and ran for 9 more that year. The problem with NC State here is, even with Armstrong coming in, 3 of their top 4 receivers are gone. But they get back their main veteran, Keyshawn Lassane. The transfer portal is helping, and if this system works, the playmakers will shine. And the offensive line needs some patching up, but should be good if Dawson Jaramillo, who comes in from Oregon, can handle one of those guard spots. You have Dylan McMahon, who's considered one of the top ACC centers. And you have offensive tackle Timothy McKay. And you have an all-ACC team right there. He'll likely make that team as well. The ground game will have to do more, though. And Jordan Houston is back after averaging 4.4 yards per carry. Now let's move over to the defense. Under Doran, the defense has been consistently one of the best in the nation. Last year, the linebackers and the safety duel of Tanner Engel and Peyton Wilson provided most of the defense. Wilson combined for 190 tackles, 8 sacks, and 24 tackles for loss in 20 and 22. And Wilson returned to form also after missing the majority of 21. But, however, they are no longer on the team. They're gone. The linebackers have been waiting for their moment to shine. Jalen Scott will be expected to replace the departed Drake Thomas, who's now in Las Vegas with the Raiders. Devin Beatty will be expected to hold the middle spot for Isaiah Moore. And the front three should remain solid as long as Clark holds the nose. The size up front should be sufficient to provide stability, allowing those linebackers to take care of the rest. Now, if things don't start off great for the offense, the defense should be the team's strength early on. Last year, they had 19 passes picked off. They picked off 19 passes. They were led by that amazing corner duo, Shaheen Battle and Aiden White. Unfortunately, like I said, Engel is gone as a free safety. So there's still a good group of players ready to step up, led by freshman Sean Brown. Now, while it will be difficult to replicate the success of Virginia's offense of 2021, It does not need to replicate. It just do a bit more than last year. But it will also be difficult to replicate last season's defense. But it might not be that far off. Last season, the goal was to get to 21 points and win the game. They achieved that. When they achieved that goal, they were 7-0. And when they didn't, 1-5. How great was the defense last season? Let's put it this way. If they scored 22 points in each game, they would have been 10-3. In the last 21 games, when they score 21 points or more, their record is 19-2. Now, the biggest addition for NC State, of course, is Brennan Armstrong. Like I mentioned earlier, comes over from Virginia. As I mentioned earlier with the 2021 offense that Robin and I was offensive coordinator at. But they did lose Devin Carter in the portal, who's now in Morgantown with West Virginia. And the biggest departure in the portal was Devin Leary, who now swaps places with Armstrong in Charlottesville with the Virginia. So in other words, Leary's now in Charlottesville and Armstrong's in Raleigh. So notice they flip places. However, the biggest departure is Carter. It hurts because it would have been a great addition to their offense. He averaged 16 yards per catch on 118 catches in 32 games. Now, the kicking game may not be as pressing as it was last year, when the offense was unable to produce points and they were scarce. However, for a team such as NC State, it could be the deciding factor between another successful season and something more remarkable. They do lose the Lou Groser Award winner from last year, Christopher Dunn, who was 28 for 29 field goals and made all extra points and had the range to match the accuracy. Now coming in is Braden Narveson from Western Kentucky. While he was there, he made 51 of 64 career field goals. And he began his career at Iowa State before transferring to Western Kentucky. The key game for the Wolfpack is September 9th against Notre Dame in Raleigh. The schedule doesn't look too daunting, considering all but the most explosive games are in Raleigh, like I said earlier, Clemson and Miami. But the Wolfpack still have to win 3 of their next 4 games. Winning over Clemson, Miami, and North Carolina all play a role. But beating Notre Dame on September 9th would be a big deal. And the thing is, Notre Dame will have 2 games under their belt, and they'll be playing in Dublin against Navy in the opener. Notice, if they beat Notre Dame September 9th, they could be 7-0 before Clemson comes into Carter-Finley. NC State has given Clemson a ton of fits over the years. Now let's look at the Canes' perspective. We get these guys the week after Clemson. This will be a very tough game. In fact, again, going in, this was one of the 450-50s I had listed. I think this is one of the toss-ups we find a way to win on the road against a very tough Wolfpack team before going to Tallahassee the next week. Now, as for NC State, I look at that schedule, and you know, I'm going to go 9-3 for NC State in 2023. That's my prediction for them. In part 10 of the series, I will preview the Florida State Seminoles.